Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is always a pleasure to have you with me. Amen. As we continue in our series, The Plumb Line, we're on episode number 11, How Do We Measure Up? We are continuing in the Ten Commandments, and the commandment we are talking about today is thou shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor. In other words, thou shall not lie. And we will take a look at the Hebrew definitions for false witness and neighbor as we get into our lesson for today. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the honor and all of the praise, all of the glory for all of the things that you have done, Lord God. We recognize that you are the God of creation. You are the Lord of life. You are the source of everything living and all of our supply. You are the source of our strength and our provision. You are our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. You are the Lord of our salvation, the God who seals us with your presence, with your power, with your spirit, with your glory, and we honor you on today. Lord God, we reach from deep within and we give you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all the honor as we come humbly into your presence, asking, oh God, and even confessing sins of wickedness, Lord God, in your sight, Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you, confessing, Lord God, that we have fallen short and asking, Lord God, that you heal us, Lord God, of sins of commission and omission, that you heal of the iniquities, Lord God, of our fathers, Lord God, that you cleanse us and cleanse our bloodlines in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God, within us, Lord God, even right now, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, even to love you, Lord God, more than we did on yesterday, Lord, with all of our heart and all of our mind, with all of our soul, all of our strength, Lord God, help us to love you, Lord God, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to the word of the Spirit. Open our minds and hearts, Lord, to that that you are speaking in this hour, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, remove, Lord, every hindrance and everything that the enemy would put in the way, Lord God, of our hearing and our seeing, of our willingness and our obedience. Lord, for we declare that we are willing and obedient to do whatever thus saith the Lord in this hour. For surely, Lord God, we have a heart that wants to please you, oh God, and we honor you even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we give him all of the glory, the honor, and the praise as we go forth on today. Amen. Greetings once again in the name of the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in this hour. Amen. This is a time when so many need a touch from the Lord. So I pray even in this hour that the Lord touch you. Amen. And that the Lord heal you and he deliver you. Hallelujah. Most of all, that deliverance from your sin, that is paramount in this hour, that is that our sins be delivered. Even right now, that we feel that spirit of conviction moving upon us and that we move positively, hallelujah, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might heal us of our sinfulness and that he may raise us up, amen, in newness of life. Glory to God. Amen. Our commandment that we're talking about today is from Exodus chapter 20 and verse 16. And as always, I have several scriptures for you. I will give a little summary of some of them, and the others I will give to you for you to go back in your time of prayer and your time of study to look at them for yourselves and to talk to the Lord about these things every time, amen, you have a Bible study and every time we go through classes like this. And I have to remind my own self because I don't always follow through myself, but it's so important that we take our notes back in prayer and talk to the Lord about the things that we've learned and ask the Lord about them and how we ought to apply them, how they ought to be applied to our own lives, because we want to be completely ready when the Lord God comes, and he is soon to come. Amen. We see the times and the seasons. Amen. And this is that season in which the Lord could come at any moment. So we want to be ready for his coming. Amen. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. This our commandment today is from Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. And it says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And I did get that from the King James Version. I'm also going to read what it says in the Amplified Version of the Bible. And it says, you shall not testify falsely, that is, lie, or withhold or manipulate the truth against your neighbor or any person. The Message Bible says no lies about your neighbor. I mean, it's just quick to the point. No lies against your neighbor. All right, let's take a look at the language, amen, that this is actually translated from. We read it in the English from the King James Version and the Amplified and the Message Bible. And when we go back up to the King James Version and we look at the word false witness, it is two words in the Hebrew language. The first word being false is shaker, and it means lie, deception, defraud, betray, false, untrue, deceit, or feign, same meaning to fake. And then the word witness is aid, and it's spelled A-Y-D, pronounced aid, and it means to speak out in evidence, of to witness, or to be a recorder. The word neighbor in the Hebrew language is rea, and it means friend, companion, fellow citizen, or another person. Glory to God. So what this is saying is thou shalt not lie or thou shalt not deceive or defraud any other person. So it could be a friend, a companion, a fellow citizen, or any person. That word neighbor. So our neighbor is everyone else. Glory to God. Scriptures about lying. Amen. I'm just going to give you a couple, and then I'm going to talk about a few. Amen. Proverbs 25 and 1 will start as some scriptures that you can use to follow up in your study. Amen. The lie that actually cost us is in Genesis 3 and 4, where the serpent says, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman in Genesis 3 and 4. And we know at this point in time, we know that that cost us everything, that one deception, that one lie that he said to the woman cost us everything, because she did yield to that lie, and nothing has ever been the same again. But we know that the Lord God, amen, he came down through 42 generations to, amen, to bring us back into right alignment, to bring us back into our intended relationship with the Father, amen, that we might be able to be with God a friend. Glory to God. He positions us as friend when we are obedient to his will. Glory to God. Amen. More scriptures about lies from Leviticus 19 and 11. It says, don't lie to each other. Proverbs 13 and 5, the righteous hates lies. Proverbs 14 and won't lie. Proverbs 17 and 7 says, lying lips are unbecoming to royalty. It actually prefaces a princess. Glory to God. And we know that we are both kings and priests. Glory to God. So lying lips are unbecoming kings and priests. Glory to God. Amen. Also, I have a reference of John 8 and 44, and I'm going to read that from verse 42. And this is Jesus was having a conversation with the Jews, and this was his response to them after many questions and after they gave their opinion, basically. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your heart you want. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. I read to you from John chapter 8, verses 42 through 44 from the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Another scripture, amen, that's talking about lying. A tragic consequence of lie is in Acts 5 and 3, and that is the historical writing of Sapphira and Aquila and, no, wait a minute, the couple, oh Lord, I don't know why, Sapphira is the wife's name. I don't know why the husband's name just left my mind. But go back, look at chapter 5 of Acts, amen, and it talks about how they conspired together, amen, to lie to the Holy Ghost. And when they did, and they told the lie in the presence of the apostles, when they had every opportunity to tell the truth, amen, but they decided to lie. They conspired together to do that, and the husband went first, and he dropped dead right before the apostles' feet when he lied. His wife came in after him, not knowing what had happened to her husband, and because they had conspired together again, she was given the opportunity. She had an opportunity right then to go ahead and tell the truth and drop the lie that they had decided between them two to give to the apostles, but she too lied, and she too dropped dead at the feet of the apostles. This is a tragic consequence of lies. And scripture lets us know that liars will not have a part, amen, in the kingdom. As a matter of fact, their part will be in the lake of fire. Scripture lets us know that. So lying is destructive. Lying is deadly, amen. And that is the thing we need to understand. The commandment lets us know that we should not lie, not to any person. And lying is actually a sin of commission and omission. So we can out and out lie, or we can manipulate the truth and it's still a lie. We can give a half of a truth and it makes a whole lie. However we do it, it is still a deception and it is still unholy and ungodly and it stinks in the nostrils of God. So these are commandments that the Lord has set before his people that they might remain holy in his sight, that they might receive the blessing of the Lord. And as long as we obey God's command, as long as we stay within the boundaries of holiness, we are a blessed and liberated people. But when we step outside those boundaries, we again become captivated by evil, and we are taken captive by the things that have captivated our eyes or our minds or even our flesh. So we have to be careful to be holy in all our ways, in our verbal and nonverbal communication. That means what we say and what we do. We even have to be careful the things that we see and the people we surround ourselves with, so that we won't fall outside of the holy boundaries that God has set us in. We're talking about the plumb line, and we are in the 11th installment. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie. Amen. Lies are unwholesome. Ephesians 4 and 28 and Colossians 3 and 9. Teachings of the deceitful. Amen. Is in 1 Timothy. Timothy 4 and 2. Revelation refers to the outsiders, those that are outside of grace. Revelation 22 and 15. If you can manipulate the truth so well that you can sell ice water to an Alaskan, there's a problem. If you are so fearful of being identified or losing something, so you push the attention into the direction of another rather than telling the truth about yourself, there's a problem. If you leave important details out of a situation on purpose when explaining an event, there's a problem. If you twist the truth in anger so another person appears guilty, there is a problem. Any lie, no matter what you call it, removes us from right fellowship with God and puts us on a direct course to receive his judgment. I mean, also see Psalms 101, verses 7 and 8, Proverbs 19 and 19, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, 1 Timothy 1, verses 10 through 11, and Revelation 21, verse 27. There is no such thing, and let me say that again, there is no such thing as an innocent lie. Lies do not protect.
evil. They expose us to harm. They expose us to the murderous will of Satan himself. Only truth can protect us. Thou shalt not lie on any person, no matter who they are or what they've done. Tell the truth. Don't compromise your life for the sake of a moment in time. It's the truth that makes us free. Glory to God. Amen. That's all I have for you at this time. This has been from Plumline 11. How do we measure up? God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus. Amen. Amen. And glory, honor unto God.